Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. Praise the name of the Lord. This is the W3 service, ladies and gentlemen. We're transmitting live from Amponsa Memorial Temple, Tesano. We're going to be with you from now until we bring the service to a close on the top of the hour. I want to thank God for the lives of everybody who is listening to us. We are live on Sweet Melodies, 94.3 FM, and only sister stations. We're also live on Amansan Television and Awake Television. Let me thank God for everybody who have connected with us live on podcast live right now. And thank God for all our friends on Facebook Live and also on YouTube. Greetings to you in the mighty name of Jesus. My name is Kofi Odru, and Alabaster International Ministry is bringing you this live broadcast service. You can clap your hands unto the Lord as I share a word of prayer, and we start for this morning. Your two hands are lifted up as I pray. So Father, thank you for the life of everybody in this place. We want to thank you that in the middle of this pandemic, you're so faithful, generous, good, awesome. May I give you 1 minute to close your eyes and just worship God, thanking him for your family, thanking him for your... I'm looking at people who have died from this pandemic, and I see that God has been good to you. Raise your voice for only 30 seconds more. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Ten seconds more. Come on. Hey! Shida kaijema. How are you turning young? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maintain the same rhythm.
Nana Sam, Yano Kari Mami, Etimo Da, Etimo Da, Kosi Ewe, Nana Sam, Yano Kari Mami,
help them for me, please. John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter. While we are also standing in the presence of the Lord, the Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we wish to see Jesus. We desire to see Jesus. We prefer to see Jesus. We want to see Jesus. Having read you this phenomenal scripture, I will use the opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, to build up on the summation of God's word. And I would like to emphatically present to you that which God's word have outlined. I want to go further. Let me first read it in three before I go to Luke chapter 21. Let me go and read Luke the 21st chapter, the 34th to the 36th verses. Luke chapter 21 verses number 34 to 36. The Bible said, take heed unto yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares, for as a snare it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. We sweat if you actually know, as a cocoa was will be a renewing in a putra, and then Sabra and Quem with that, you know, only a money how, and Shinipabia crass with Debbie Bamet, Tumum Pufri Musifidi, or Sabba won't tear us, I see Nanny soon to be angry, and one said Debbie and Yan, what didn't be a Johnny Free Niema, Hebebe Nemo, Nayakuchina, Winipa Benimo, it moon said it. Munyan said that the beer will be a and rain. Will hear, so was said it. Will be a young what didn't and the Johnny and near me be ba and near me Casachi. We are saying, push my monitors up, please. I'll be grateful. And near me be ba and near me be ba. Eniye mebi ba ni muhu ndi ene nketoa. Eniye mebi ba. Eniye mebi ba, eniye mebi ba. Bibi ba, babro nokura, anu odini nti wentimi amubone so. Eniye mebi ba. When I look categorically in Revelation chapter number 17, the Bible talks about seven bowls of God's anger. In the English version of the scriptures, the Bible was talking about the fierceness of what I am talking about. He called it the seven great plagues. This one is only one. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Good morning to all of you. It's a profound work this morning. Even as I begin to work, I want to thank God for the lives of everybody. We give God the glory for your lives. When I read Luke chapter 21 verses number 34 to 36, because there is always a scripture that comes to my mind, and that scripture is Matthew chapter 16 and verse number 1 to 4. I will read all four verses to you very emphatically. The Bible said that the Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting desired Jesus that he would show them a sign from heaven. And he answered and said unto them, When it is evening, ye say it will be fair weather. Reduce the bass on the please. It will be fair weather, for the sky is red. In the morning, it will be foul weather. It will be foul weather in the day, for the sky is red and lowering. The Bible said, oh, ye hypocrites, ye can descend the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. And Jesus said there will be no sign given them, but except the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed. They were desiring a sign. We want to see a sign. And Jesus is saying, there will be no signs. When you see, you can predict the economy. We can forecast that the GDP growth is going to grow by 3%. We can determine that the national reserves can be increasing by 1%. We can determine that the economic trends will be lowering down. We can determine a recession. We can determine a financial meltdown. We can even determine that there is going to be some kind of stagnation in money. We can determine a whole currency being crushed, but we cannot determine the signs of the times in which we are living in. Isn't it amazing? We can determine, yeah, that the world is going to go into another phase, and we are going to see the emergence of technology, and we are going to see emergence of this and that, and, you know, companies is going to emerge. You know, I mean, 16 years ago, there was no social media, and so people could forecast that at that time, that there were going to be events like this, that I will be preaching here, and the world will be watching me. Somebody is watching me from Atlanta. Somebody is watching me from New Jersey. Somebody is watching me from Connecticut. Somebody is watching me from London. And the premise of technology will do this. Yeah. People can predict all these things, yet they cannot predict the times in which we are living in. As a matter of fact, America, by their models of which they are using to measure this pandemic, they could even forecast that 80,000 more Americans will die in February only. They can predict it. And sometimes their predictions are accurate. And sometimes it goes even beyond their predictions. You can discern what is happening around you by the fair weather and by the foul weather. Yet, you cannot determine the time in which you are living in. It doesn't amaze me how when Apostle Paul makes a very good summation, and in when he was talking, you know, strongly in 2 Corinthians chapter number 1, he builds up something from verse number 18 downwards, you know, 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, yeah, he said, but as God is true, our word toward you was not yea and nay. But it's yes, yes, and no, no, as Jesus said, that any, let your yes be yes and your no be no. When you go even to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and from verse number 18 downwards, the Bible was also making about that the preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that believe. Yeah, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 18. 1 Corinthians 1 and verse number 18. Yeah, the preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that believe. Yeah, to them that perish rather, but unto them that are saved it is the power of God. The preaching of the cross, that is one message that will lead the end time. We will not talk about the cross. We will not talk about redemption. We will not talk about forgiveness. We will not talk about regeneration. We will not talk about propitiation. We will not talk about adoption. We will not talk about regeneration of the Holy Spirit by the washing of the word. We will not talk about it again. We will be coming to the proclivities of the point of talking about selfish gain and selfish interest, what we can get. The Bible said in the last days, they will not adhere to sound doctrine, but as they have itchy ears, they will heap up teachers who will tell them what their minds and what their itchy ears and what their lust want to tell them. And therefore, sound doctrine is going to depart from the pulpit. If sound doctrine was being disseminated, the world will know that they have sinned against the God that created them, and they will come to the place of repentance and repent and turn away from their wicked ways, and God will forgive their sins and heal their land. Heal their land, because their land is sick. When I look at the discrepancies that are going on around the world, it shocks me and amazes me. Go further from 1 Corinthians. No, where you began from 2 Corinthians 1 and from go to verse 19. Look at the amazing what he said. But he said, for the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me. And he went calling the names of the other apostles, Silvanus and Timotheus. In verse number 20, by that time, he is talking about, for all the promises of God are yes and amen in him, to the glory of God by us. In verse number 21, the Bible is said, now he that establish you in you is in Christ. Yeah, he that establish us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God. He builds up in verse number 22, who have sealed us and us and given us the earnest of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. Into the next verse, I go further and I look and said, moreover, I call God to a record upon my soul that to spare you, I came not as yet unto Corinth. In the next verse, I will finish up with that. And then he said, not for that we have dominion over your faith, but as helpers of your joy. I am going to be an ordinary helper of your joy this morning and build upon something. Yeah, And so when you look at the book of Revelation from chapter number 1 and verse number 3, the Bible makes it very clearly. Revelation 1:3, I'm starting from Revelation. And then he said, blessed is he that readeth and they that heareth the words of this prophecy, for the time is at hand. The signs that are going on around the world is telling me that something seriously is coming. And so when I look at the Luke chapter number 21, verse number 36, he said, watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. May I sound the alarm in Zion this morning. Jesus is coming back again. 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 I'm telling you, his coming is real. Death is real. Judgment is real. Heaven is real. Hell is real. And rapture is real. It is more real than this coronavirus. What you are doing in this world will be judged before the throne of God more than this coronavirus. Oh yeah, I'm talking to somebody. You better hear the mind of God and the word of the Lord. And so when I look at what the Christ talked about, when he outlined so many profound revelations of truth in his word, it amazes me, ladies and gentlemen, when you look at Matthew chapter 24, the whole chapter, when you look at Mark chapter 13, the whole chapter, when you look at Luke chapter 21, the whole chapter, you know, these things will happen. But after those things, there is going to also emerge Revelation chapter 1, verse number 6. He has made us kings and priests unto our God. Glory be to his name. And verse number 10, he said, on the day of the Lord, I was in the spirit. He goes further and talks about in verse number 11, he said, and I heard a blast of a trumpet behind me, and which was saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. What thou seest, write. Because there are things that are going to happen. Send it to the churches that are in Asia Minor. And not only them. Send it to Alabaster. Send it to Pentecost. Send it to Presbyterian. Send it to Roman Catholic. Send it to Baptist. Send it to Zion. Send it to all the, you know, charismatic and prophetic churches all around the place. Send it to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamos, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. And so when Jesus was writing to the churches, he builds upon something. To Ephesus, he was writing to a loveless church who have forgotten about their first love. To Smyrna, he was writing to a persecuted church, like what is going on around the world. If somebody speaks, they try to intimidate the person. They feel that the church of yesterday is the church of today. Now this church is a church of the Holy Spirit in this end time, filled with the Spirit of God, with power and strength and tenacity. They will arise and put on their strength and shine, for the glory of the Lord will risen upon them. They will march with songs and with power and with might and with majesty. They will not be weak. They will not be frail. They will not be vulnerable. They will scream, and you cannot stop them.
They are coming.
You may feel that this Kofi Odro is just one person. Let's finish him off. But there are many Kofi Odros that are coming by the strength of God. They will rise like the church of Samaina. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. They will roar as lions. Somebody shall hear. Take your seat, you are up too early. When he was writing to the church in Pergamos, he was writing to a compromising church. When he wrote to Thyatira, he wrote to a corrupt church. When he wrote to Sardis, it was to a dead church. To Philadelphia, it was to a faithful church. When he wrote to the Laodiceans, it was to a lukewarm church. I am looking at the things that will happen from Revelation chapter 6. When you look at the seven trumpets, from Revelation chapter 6, Revelation chapter 7 to Revelation chapter 8. Bibiba! And you may see, you know, it will bend the whole earth into ashes. By the time we get to Revelation chapter 8, ladies and gentlemen, you are going to see some things. The whole world now is gravitating to Revelation chapter 13. The new world order. The beast. The dragon! Go to Revelation 13, verse number 1. I will build from there by the grace of God. I don't have too much time. And in here he said, I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise out of the sea, and having seven heads and 10 horns. And upon the 10 horns, 10 crowns. And upon his head was the name of blasphemy. The name! Abusudia. And that was exactly what he wrote about in Daniel chapter 11, verse 36. Like when you read from 31, 2, 3, but when you get to 36, he was talking about this thing. He said, the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every God, and shall speak marvelous things and the against God of God. He will speak again. The system of this world will be the Luciferian system and the Jezebelic system that have come together. It will destroy the Babylonian system. And ladies and gentlemen, we will speak against God. This system will speak against the church. As I'm speaking to you right now, many churches in South Africa are already in lockdown. Nobody have been to church for the past 3 months. Yeah, they will cripple your faith. Your faith will be crippled. It's not just in South Africa. It will go all around the world, because we are gravitating towards the dragon and the beast. The dragon and the beast. We will bring all manner of enchilachile to the house of God, and it will be normal. Normal. Let's continue in verse number, chapter number 13 of Revelation, and let me build up on something very quickly. You know, he goes up in verse number 2, and in verse 2 he said, and the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard. His feet was as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon! The dragon is referred to in Revelation chapter 12. He talked about a red dragon, a woman and a child. He is referring to that. The dragon, the Bible said, give the beast his power, his seat, and his great authority. Look at verse number 3. Let me build up on something. And I saw one of the hairs as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and the world wondered. They wondered. Can you take it from the software? Go to the old one and bring it back in the GNT. And let me read from the verse number 3 in GNT. The world will magnify the beast. Preach Christ. They are not interested. They will magnify the beast. They will magnify Satan. Illuminati is on the rise. Secret societies are on the rise. People in church are even engaged and involved in this. We want money at all costs. We want fame at all costs. We want to be famous overnight, and we want to have money drive anything at all costs. And that is why I was listening to a conversation on television, two young men who were talking about, and the discussion is a good name and riches. What will you choose? The boy said, we don't care about a good name. We would do everything for cash. We will even kill for cash. That calamity is come into our nation. Still, we are mining. We don't even care the degradation it brings to our environment. And we don't care, you know, the degradation it brings to our health. People are just going through this. As I'm speaking to you right now, the wisdom of this world have become foolishness. Where are your experts? Where are your experts? The world, through wisdom, didn't know God. You build up a vaccine and the bacteria or the bug or the virus turn into a variant and your vaccine becomes a useless thing. It is just an amazement. God is telling you that man is limited, and until you subscribe to his sovereignty, who dear grow? Who dear grow? Who dear grow? Who dear grow? And so the days of we are experts are over. Where are the experts? Let them shout. Let them come forth. Let the experts speak. When I look at people who are dying, specialists, virologists, they are dying. Solution is not in the grips of men. By the time men will find a solution, it will be very, very late. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. 13 things are coming to this world. Except you repent and turn to God, you are joking. Because the strength of man is limited. I was preaching in a memorial service, and I said to them in that memorial service, even we the preachers, and we that call ourselves anointed, even we are limited. If we are not limited, raise the dead right now. Yeah, when we stand in the face of a dead person, we are limited. The reason is because God, he gives you power to do whatever you want to do. If he says it will happen, it will happen. If he says it will not happen, it will not happen. So I use the opportunity to speak to national leaders. Repent and turn to God. He is the solution of the pandemic. He is the solution. He can bring you a solution. When I read Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 29, Ecclesiastes 7 the 29th verse, the Bible said God has created man perfectly, but the men have sought out many inventions. Ladies and gentlemen, let me use the opportunity, you know, to say this emphatically to everybody. God, he has created us perfect, but we sought out many inventions. And our many inventions are what have brought us climate change, environmental degradation, pandemics, our inventions. You want a solution? Turn to God. Repent and come to the Christ. Tell the church that they have backslided and drifted from their course. Tell the world that this system is mad. This, you know, Hosea was a searching nano. I will return nano. This is a day of visitation. And this day, I am going to present the Christ unto you. I've been asking myself the question that Jesus asked. If the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? So when you're born, it's a baby. Many people are going to be a baby. They will speak blasphemy against the Son of God. They will speak madness against the Son of God. As for his preachers, they will talk nonsense against his preachers. As for his church, they will talk nonsense against the church of God. And this is the time where we renew our love for Christ and strengthen ourselves in Christ and serve God well. Serve God well. Oh yeah, you can clap your hands. Serve God well. This is is not the time for Mpratia. This is not the time for Nsinwuno. This is not the time for, you know, Mwetimima coming. This is not the time for Akayo. This is not the time for Awarijaya. This is not the time, you know, for Apriapiria. This is not the time for Mansoche. This is not the time for Edutuonitai. This is not the time for that. This is the time we love them that hate us and pray for them that despitefully use us. This is the time for that. This is the time we make our lives shine before men, that they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. This is that time. This is the time I want to cry. Sorry, we can tell that we are soundly born again and sold out for Christ. I will say it again: soundly born again and sold out for Christ. I'm serious. You know, are on our way to hell. I'm telling you, at the Kronkron, Yem Fama, and more, Yem Fama, woman, I am Kuku, Yem Fansha Moansa, Tidia, make Kachiluni, when you met the Odoms Ronko, and Adomo, don't waste it. Every day is an opportunity to serve God well. To serve God. Oh, you can clap those hands. Amazing, sir. Every day, it's an opportunity to serve God well. On Tuesday, I said to this church, music is a spirit. I want to ask, there are two dominant spirits, the spirit of God and the spirit of the devil. The music you listen to, which spirit is that? Answer it for yourself. The devil will use music, lifestyle, fashion, in this end time. The enemy will even use fashion to the point that he will bring it to the preachers and tell them there is nothing wrong with any fashion. Anybody can bring just anything. And this is why we keep having married women. Married Obama flow. We should be there. What they are so ni true now. And they are babi jineni penny. So girls, he go amo panu onunsu bubi. And ni kunu ka one tears here. And ma bebre wohon ma womu kunu numu kasa womu ntie. We rianu a fababro kesi anu abetena ha. Whoa! Na mene wo kasa mis. We are pilgrims and strangers on earth. I'm telling you, I want to tell Africa and your leaders, you know, the oppression will never continue forever. God will intervene and give rest to Uganda. God will intervene and give rest to South Africa. God will intervene and give rest to Cote d'Ivoire. God will intervene. God, all the people you are oppressing, it will not be forever. Very soon, you will be seeing two things, punishment and judgment, come into order. It me fesika. Yet your mouth will be said, Jekoye woto. Fakoye woto. Tiaye! If it will be your heart, they say, Kofi, you draw no kasa, sasa akwa, no mommy into your nonsense. Montana. Do I look like a coward? Do I sound like a coward? I have told my wife every day, I rather die on the line of duty than to keep quiet and languish in cowardiceness. I love it that I will be standing here and the gun will go boom. Rather than keep quiet. Isaiah chapter 58 verse 1. Tiamo dende! Enodumo. Tiamo! Enodumo. Menin sansononi a yenyan chile. Enetegana. En sansononi a yenyan chile. En kasei! Enaminu amote. Put the scripture there. Cry out, spare not, lift your voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. This is my job. This is my job. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse number 6. And this one, I would like to go to the new software because I will read key also on that. Ezekiel 2, 6. I close with that. I will use the opportunity to bring the camera. Let me, you know, I normally will not do this. But let me use the opportunity to do what I call a media setting the record straight. Because sometimes, you know, they can propagate and permeate something and let it look like that is what it is. You know, my mother, my biological mother, drew my attention on a discussion that was on social media. Kofi Odro has responded to the 22nd address of the COVID-19, responded to it. But that video that is circulating of Kofi Odro on the internet was on the 24th of January. It was 24th. When I was talking to you about wear your mask, follow the protocols, and live your life very well. And this is the time that your life is in God's hands and in your own hands. Don't expect anybody else to protect you. This was when I was telling you that everybody must be responsible. Now they cut that video, edit it, and make it look like when the president finished his address, then I came to make that video. I want to ask, the president's address was on 31st. The video was on 24th. And the president's address on 31st in the evening. So when did I come to put on a suit and a clerical shirt and to say all that? Let me also use opportunity to just thank God and say this to my president, Your Excellency, good morning. You know, from the day you were elected as president of Ghana on 2016, December the 7th after the election, we took up an intercessory responsibility. From the day you were sworn into the high office, when you swear to do right to all manner of persons, this church, who is having a mandate from God to intercede for this nation and to warn this nation of the pending coming judgment of God, we decided to pray for you. And so on every Sunday, we sing the national anthem and spread the flag of Ghana on the altar of God and intercede for Ghana, our debt economy, and we pray for our frailing city, and then we intercede for you, Your Excellency, your wife, our mother, and the first family. Your Excellency, you know, we honor and regard the high office of presidency and honor you as a distinguished gentleman that stands in that office. We will at no time, be disobedient and be in disarray or, you know, disdain you, marginalize or castigate you in any way. It will not happen that day. The reason, Your Excellency, is because, you know, what we preach here will not allow us. We preach order, we preach discipline, and we preach obedience, we preach submission, we preach the love of God, we preach the fear of God. We are ready to go to heaven. And therefore, Your Excellency, we will never, you are not entering with that, because we know that and you are a trantono, a subontino kwa kwa de bibe tutu, na akodye ma, ebebabidi, ne senti, ye nim Roman formano, etredu mi verse 7, 8, and 9. Your Excellency, we know this, and therefore we will not disrespect you in any way. There are people who I am just about to read to you, Your Excellency, in Ezekiel chapter number 2, verse number 6. One way in Sanson, one way in Cassay, if you were up by him, one on Penocre, one way you see a coin, one upon mine, one was saying mine. I'm telling you, yeah, you are man free, more won't be good anymore. And Sanson and Cassay, a yang and chiller, and he are war. Snakes, vipers. Some of these people will never, never, never even pray for you, Your Excellency. We may never have tea with you. We may never visit you at the Jubilee House, but we really love you. And Your Excellency, whom God loves, He chastens. The fact that we speak truth doesn't mean we don't love somebody. Yeah. Truth is truth, and you can't do anything against it. Yeah, truth is truth. The Bible said you can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. The truth, John chapter 8 verse 32, will set you free. And therefore, Ghana, be liberated. You may not like this voice, and you may not like the style. You may not like the, but I'm telling you, God will judge it. God will judge it. Sika ya dia tuto kas ama girls ni na adebia tuto kas eni adayama omo islegon westlegon. God will judge it. The Lord will bring it into an account. And as I'm speaking to you, ladies and gentlemen, everybody, God is cleaning up his house and cleaning the nations. This pandemic is a cleanup. By the time it is finished, or the be good in huswa apa waso na wasoni yeso. Put the scripture there. I close with this. Ezekiel chapter 2 and verse number 6. Listen to the word of the Lord. He said, thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words. Words can make you afraid. Words! Don't be afraid of their words. They be their prayers. And tongues be with thee. And thou doest dwell among scorpions. There are scorpions in this nation. There are scorpions every day. We entangle and engage them every day. Be not afraid of their words. Second time he's saying that. Nor be dismayed at their looks. For they are rebellious. What would you papa is wrong? It's no woman, someone so now where you and Sansono and Sansono and Sansono Nenka say you will nip up a young Sansono and Nenka say who are you? Who a problem? Would you and wrong with you? Never come a man can say a one and cabin who said you. Ecclesiastes 7, the Bible said, "Wo baby wo ha na koma yifidi ene nkase yi. Na koma yifidi ene nkase. Wo are be me fa hu mosra wo. E be dru 2 years na ni nare. I'm serious. En sansuno ene nkase yi. Wo den sansuno ye DC wo begu adwuma no. Fa nkase to asore ano obenyenyem girls e wo hu na. Pia ye! And near my funu, because look at this. What's the way in Sansun? What was it now? And Sansun and Cassena won the one war. Meaning Sansun and Cassena tear. Now, I ain't chitter. Womaho and I'm a tear. Now, so in Sulu once. Yeah, and now I come in too. Oh, and now what ye a busia etiate for. Next verse, I finish with that. Listen to the next verse. I finish verse number 7. I go up and build upon this. Was it what you went to you? Come in some chill. Unto you say, yeah, your customer. Tia! Your customer has meant, wouldn't you say? Nessing. Yeah, yeah, can't somewhere with the windy. One number, Nuruso, Jiji, and Niema, not accidents, you see. Not your dreams say accident. Now, home, no, 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 my preacher, my Virginia, as an end time prophet assigned by God to intercede for this nation and clean the mess and the rot in the church of God. Now, my Casal Pacific Church say, oh, America, and that is a double portion. You will receive a visa. I'm telling you, repent.
munya dutua, munya zamunu, munya wutia, munya krono, munya nantijucha, munya nyachum, munya shishanimu, munya kwasiasam. Nyankwasiasam.
Sebeya omobekasi yedi o matemlinti. Mark chapter 7 verse 22. Adiye babri wunkai. Pono, pono na mojwe. Pono, pono.
Tina majina say.
Pono.
Ashe pono amwajina say. Moman kwasiasam. A hand tainin kwasiasam. Moman inyai. And the Lord will shine on you.
Mungu jina kwanso. Na mumisa tuti atimpono. Dia wakwa mpaneda. Dia mweja na mofa asunya ahome ima wongkra. Na monsu mubinya ahome yama mokra. And so mose mumpe. Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 16. And I'm a king kanchirewi. We inu muna awa wababru mumfanya ejuma. Abofra ketekete tisi jimu ubunipa. Nani ma mebome ensema na mebedi wini masapa. Mema u 2 more years. When he finishes secondary school. Ube huno se we breedy a liability. I'm telling you. I'm reminding Ghana. Righteousness exalts a nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. Depart from evil and do good. And the Lord will remember you and elevate you. For the set time to favor Zion. It's now. It's now. It's now. Clap your hands for the Lord. I've made it to such that ubiyedin ebosu asem ubiyayed yewope. Rebellion is on the high. Sin is on the rise. We have so many churches in Ghana. Yet, we don't have the fear of God. Even we, the preachers, we don't fear God. A preacher can just leave anyhow. And it's normal. And when somebody rebukes it by the word of the Lord, that person rebuked, rebuking becomes the problem. If it's our turn in your trinity, we'll crap on him. We'll nip our can somewhere in Ukraine. What time? I will want to finish up with telling you one more our password in Yamison Pan and Ukradiatinas as is now to the crown crown say or betile. They will be persecuted. We are determined as a flint before Christ come. Kakra, you bet me, I do a mama, you know. Stand to your feet. Let's pray. I will use the opportunity to tell you, take this pandemic serious. Because the pandemic is real. Put on your nose mask, sanitize regularly, wash your hands, and follow all the protocols. Above all, remain in the presence of God, for great is his faithfulness, and he will continue to honor his people. In Jesus' precious name. Can I have a good amen? When my father, Francis, died, we thought that that particular phase of Christianity had ended. Little do we know that people like Kofi Odro were coming up. And right now, I said it and I'm announcing it again. There are many, many Kofi Odros that are rising. Most of them will be more louder than this one. Most of them will be more powerful than this one. Most of them will be more intense than this one. Most of them, they don't care jack what you say. They are empowered with the life of God in Christ Jesus within them. They will leap over walls and run through troops. They will preach righteousness as the intensity of the heart and preach Jesus Christ and him crucified. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 1 and 2. When I came to you, beloved, all my brethren, did not consider to know anything. I determined not to know anything except Christ Jesus. But I determined within myself that I will not come with to you in heaviness. I don't know which version is this one. Move to the next verse, verse number 2. And then the Bible said in verse 2, if I make you sorrow, who is then that make me glad? But the same which made sorry by me is asking a question. Now, I think it is, I will let's to read. It's 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. 2, verse number 1 and 2, and then I'm done. 1 Corinthians chapter, thank you very much. And brethren, when I came to you, I did not come with the excellency of speech and wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. My speech and my presentation in verse number 2, the Bible said, was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, for I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. When you come to the church, the worship is all about Christ. The singing is all about Christ. The dancing is all about Christ. The teaching, the preaching, and the in-depth expostulation and exposition of God's word must be about the Christ, not about things. You know, don't love the world nor the things that are in the world. Treat your wife well. Treat your neighbor well. Love people and stop hating people because they bought a car and you don't have a car. Stop hating and envying people because they have something and you don't have it. Christo sompa ananyame sompa ene se woni pade na kuma mewrade na woni pa ne yehweso ene ma fufuru na ene shewrade ene wonyam. I finish up by telling everybody in this place etia na ba na odi hunu dia kura eye eye tini ni dia abano so tini ne eye kronkron dia abano so kronkron eye nyansa dia abano so nyansa ya eye wodo dia abano so wodo na se me di nipa ne abo for touch re makasa na me need to 1 Corinthians chapter number 13 and verse number 1. So me di nipa ne abo for touch re makasa na me need to it is are you are ewo so any akasa ya akasa. And verse number 2, the Bible said, you know, and though I have the gift of prophecy and I can understand all mysteries and I have all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, and I do not have love, I am nothing. Verse number 3, interestingly, he said, and though I bestow all my goods to be given to the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, feed the whole community. If you hate your neighbor, look at verse number 4. What he says from verse 4, love suffer odo wa bojo chere o kwanga se odo ya bojo odo e wa bojo chere. Yeah, love is suffering long, is kind, it envieth not. When people love each other, I'm telling you, you will not you know, deny somebody the opportunity because somebody abused it. Yeah, another person abused your trust, therefore you can't trust anybody. This is the time to show love. Let love go ahead of us. Let love be demonstrated because Jesus is love. Baby, I mean, or do be a Jesus be show or do wa bo ju chere or do eyamo ye or do you know enya ho ya or do enya ho chere em me mane wo so Jesus o wa bo ju chere Jesus ne yam ye Jesus enya ho ya Yesu onjere ne ho o me mane ho so kona koyesa kona koyesa. Your two hands are lifted up unto Christ. You don't know Christ as Savior. You haven't given your life to Jesus Christ. Get a national anthem ready. I want to lead you to Christ before we pray for our nation. Wherever you are, your right hand is on your chest. Say, dear Jesus, I have heard your word. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. This morning, I rededicate my life to you. I will serve you, love you all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus, help me, Lord. Father, I honor you for everybody who prayed that prayer. I thank you for salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning also is our assignment. We'll pray for this nation, and we will also pray for our president. An assignment that we have taken on right from 2016 until now. We don't joke with it. Say a good amen. Amen. The right hand is on your chest. Let's hear you, sir. Oh, stretch your hands and pray for Ghana. I ask for forgiveness for this country. I ask for forgiveness for the people that killed J.B. Dankwa Edu and the people that killed Captain Mahama and all the blood that have stained our flag. I ask for the pardoning of the people that killed the generals and the judges. I ask for pardoning for the killers of Ameswale. I ask for the killers and the perpetuation of evil and injustice for all the prisoners who are languishing in Isawem, Kumasi Central, Ankafo, who have been convicted wrongly and falsely. I ask for forgiveness for their perpetrators. I am asking mercy. Oh God, mercy. Would you were before sorry for men so I be shit. It is no yam obo said you wado it. O men jare kunu yam obo na say hade. O Jesus na sereni ni di mo. This week I pray the blessings of God. This month, the favor of God. This will be the month of provision, the week of provisions. The Lord's grace and mercy will be your portion. May the Holy Spirit fill you and draw you closer to God. May you be deeply rooted and planted in the courts of God. May you flourish in the house of the Lord. May you never lack any good thing. You will not die before your time. You will live, prosper, flourish, and declare the works of God. In the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord. The grace of God be with you. Go and excel. No weapon formed against you will ever prosper. You are favored in Jesus' name. I pray for this country. It is well. And this morning, Heavenly Father, I ask your hand of blessing for His Excellency, my President, our mother, the first family, and we pray for the team in government in the name of Jesus the Christ. Somebody shout amen. Clap these special hands unto the Lord. Give Him glory in the house of God. Give Him glory. No. Can I hear a shout of praise?
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.